GDP. That's all they look at. So I just hope to God, and I still can't figure out why anyone likes that Trump guy. I still can't figure it out. All he's done is give tax breaks to the wealthy, and he's drained a bunch of other programs to, like, put a border wall. I saw one that was really funny the other day. It was like, problems with Trump's border wall. And it's like a picture of America. And then it's got red lines, like, from the border of Mexico to here, like, all the way around it, and, like, arrows. Yeah. And then it's like, Alaska's over here with the red and arrows. And it's like, so here's the problem. I just don't understand. Fucking poor-ass people. And they would rather have billions of dollars go to build a fucking wall in the desert.
It's fucked up.
Than to get their own student loans forgiven. Mm-hmm. And their teeth fixed.
What?
It's done, but, like, I don't know where the spatula or whatever is.
I'll get it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get this stuff. Actually, I'll be back.
I didn't want to know. Like, I could feel it in the air, and I didn't want to know. I told everyone at work, don't say anything, don't tell me. But yeah, so he comes to the door, I open the door, and it's him, and I just slammed the door. I didn't say anything, I just shut the door and locked it.
I remember you telling me about that.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, man. You were the last thing I need to deal with today.
This is really good for
he's a
$250 pizza.
And then my last client told me, and I was like, but did he win the popular vote? She was like, no. And I'm like, well... And the only presidents that have been elected by the Electoral College that weren't elected by the popular vote in the last however long were Republicans.
Damn. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Why is that even
a thing?
Well,
the majority of human beings.
I don't know.
Just make it the...
Because then they would lose.
That doesn't make any sense.
And the gerrymandering, then they would lose. So what I'm saying is, why can't we register to vote, and then when we go in to vote, we vote for whoever the fuck we want without putting a D or an R... Without a party affiliation, so that if they don't know what our party affiliation is, they can't draw the line so that they win.
Yeah, not only that, but why do we have to have it, like, rounded up by state?
Just give me one.
Or whatever. Can't we just do the popular
this district
vote?
And that.
Because that makes more fucking sense.
Well, usually the Electoral College. One time the Electoral College, he wrote in the name, and he spelled it wrong. It wasn't even the right guy. Like, I don't even know who these people are.
What? What is that dude with the boot hat? He ran for like a couple years. The boot hat guy.
I don't remember him.
He like tried to get to be like the... I don't know. Like, I don't know if he ran for governor of like California or he just tried to run for president. But like, he got a couple hundred like votes. And he just like a homeless dude.
I don't remember the boot hat, but I remember who you're talking about. It's like his name is like Go Fuck Yourself or something like that.
Like D's Nuts or something.
D's
like
Nuts.
That.
That's D's what nuts. It was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. You know what?
Hmm.
Wasn't that the same election that like Trump and Hillary were in? So
and everyone wanted Bernie. Everyone wanted Bernie, not Hillary, and she got the nomination. So that's what fucked us right there. Because if Hillary even won over Trump, I would have voted if it was Bernie. I couldn't. I wasn't gonna vote for either fucking one of them.
Dude, I voted for Bernie too. I was like, I
can't do it. I'm not voting for either one of them. And then people are like, it's a fact. It's the people that didn't vote that elected Trump. And I'm like, no, it was the Electoral College, dude. It wouldn't have mattered if I voted or
it
not.
It really wouldn't have mattered.
Fucking matter. Now I gotta.
Florida's always.
They do the same shit in Florida because I'm telling you, when George fucking W, the second Bush, got reelected, my friends and I all sat in my carport like this.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, there's no way record numbers of young people turned out to vote to reelect this fucking moron, the world's oldest frat boy, again.
We're gonna blow up.
I mean, I'm just like waiting for the sweet, sweet release of death.
Yeah. Hey, how about like when that happens? If there's like some kind of warning, like an 8-hour warning or something, mm-hmm. Let's just all get together. Let's all get hammered and be like, and just wait for this bomb
and just wait
to drop.
For it.
Some of them
Christians are gonna be like surprised when they don't rise up through the clouds. They're gonna be like, wait. You talk about the Bible all the time. Jesus was not an American Republican.
I think Yeah.
That he would be detained at the border.
Hell yeah.
If he came back.
He's an immigrant.
He's a fucking immigrant. Born in a barn. Literally born in a barn.
He fucking teleports he's an immigrant.
To a single mom.
Yeah, it's so funny though. It's like... I don't know. But I'm just saying though, I hope we die from like radiation or something. That'll be way more fun.
I want to be like in the... I want it to be like instantaneous.
No, I want it to like, I want to see the world like in shatters, but I also want to die from radiation.
That's why I can't watch any of those movies.
I need to.
The end of the world movies.
I want to see this shit and be like, yeah, I was right.
I was really hoping I was wrong.
But you weren't.
All my paranoia over oil. I wrote this paper in high school about the fucking first Bush guy. And I was like, Saddam knew what the war was all about. And that's why he set it on fire. Because he set all the oil fields on fire.
Damn.
That's all it's about.
I did tell you about...
And they're like, oh, you're a soldier. You're a hero. Did you hear about the guys there over in California? Fucking Marines.
Yeah. What?
They were trafficking humans.
That doesn't surprise me.
How'd I'm you like, find just, this just, out?
It's all over the news.
The real news?
Yeah, NPR.
I love NPR.
Yeah,
just because you're in the military doesn't mean you're a fucking good person. Or that you
deserve exactly
my respect.
That's exactly what I say all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I not say that, babe?
Everyone's
That's why I hate the fucking military. Because all they do
is... one thing if you're actually... But like, they're active military members in the camps at the border.
Uh-huh.
Working as prison guards. Like, that's not what our fucking military is supposed
to do. Yeah, they're at the border.
And we already spend like 60%...